No, not the teddy bears picnic, but millions of us Brits will be venturing out this weekend to enjoy a great British picnic. Let me rattle off some statistics for you. 94 million picnics per year in the UK. 70% of Brits will have at least one picnic this summer. And I've been asking you, to make the perfect picnic, what must be in your picnic basket? So do text in with whatever we're going to be taking. You, me, we're all going to head out now for a nice picnic. What needs to go in the basket? I've heard everything from pork pies and pickles and egg custards. All kinds of things have been suggested. So do suggest yours as well, and we'll put it in my basket. 81333 is our text number. Start your text message with the word Leicester. Well, do you know what? There's even a picnic week. National Picnic Week began today, and the man who founded it is actually from the East Midlands. And it's, I mean, amazing, really, when you think about everything being founded in this fair wedge of the country, and National Picnic Week too. His name is Adam Cox, and he joins me now. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Jonathan. How
what
are you?
What on earth made you set up National Picnic Week?
It was going back about 12 years, and I just felt that picnics was one of those things that were becoming a bit stale and a bit old-fashioned, and that people were stopping doing something which, whenever I went on a picnic, I had an amazing time. And now that I have children, whenever I go on a picnic, it's such fun for them that my goal each and every year is to inspire as many people as possible to go on a picnic.
And how many picnics would you have a year?
I tend to have at least about 15 picnics. So
that's a lot of picnicking.
It is indeed. Whenever I see, you know, that there's going to be good weather forecast, you know, as we have got forecast for the entire period of National Picnic Week, I'm already thinking, right, where can I go that's new? You know, I tend to pick spots that tend to have, you know, things like streams and kind of natural water or scenic sites. So for me, it's not just the fact that it's eating outside, but can I do it in a location that the children are going to enjoy being there, that I can take some nice pictures? Because really, it's about creating memories rather than just somewhere to eat.
Yes, because otherwise, if you were just going to bundle a few sandwiches in your lunchbox and just go and sit in the middle of somewhere remote, it's there's no fun in that, is there?
No, that's right. And I think, you know, one of the key ways, you know, they say you can't force fun, but I think a little bit of preparation for a picnic can actually mean that the overall experience is a lot more fun, you know. So taking a few, you know, toys and games for kids to play, you know, for example, you know, I like the fact that there's no Wi-Fi in these picnic spots, because you tend to have more conversations, you tend to interact more, you know, with friends and family. But at the same time, it's not a bad idea sometimes to bring a Bluetooth speaker and actually take some music along with you, so you can actually kind of add a bit more kind of interaction and kind of entertainment to wherever your picnic is.
So, I mean, Adam, you said that the reason why you wanted to basically set up a National Picnic Week was because you wanted to sort of have a more modern take. Of course, when you think about it, people, when the M1 was first built, people used to pull over on this side of the M1 and have a picnic. I mean, it's bizarre, really. I mean, the last place you'd want to pull up is on the side of the M1 now, isn't it?
Well, I think people do like picnics, you know, and the moment they have one picnic, they're statistically twice as likely to have another picnic within the next 30 days.
Who's done the data? Do you sit there and crunch the numbers?
We have a team of researchers, actually, that kind of look at either, sometimes we'll poll people, you know, 2,000 UK adults and come up with our own research. Sometimes we'll scan other reputable organisations, see what research they've done. But really what we find is that people enjoy picnics, but sometimes, because they need a bit of planning, they just need prompting. And that's what National Picnic is all about. National Picnic Week is about encouraging people to go on that first picnic of the summer, because we know when they have one picnic, they're much more likely to have more picnics.
Now, you, the man who founded this week, so what is your ideal picnic? If we were to close our eyes, unless people are actually driving, in which case I don't recommend that. But if we just close our eyes and just think about being out with you and your crew for a picnic, what does Adam's picnic look like?
So my picnic would be going somewhere where it's incredibly scenic. You know, so if I was in and around Leicestershire, I'd be thinking of somewhere perhaps near Rutland Water. I'd be thinking not, you know, a very crowded place. You can picnic in a park, but then you're kind of, it's noisy, there's distractions. I like to find somewhere a little bit remote, plenty of places to run around. You know, I've got a big dog, an Irish Red Setter, so I like to take my dog on a picnic as well. I'd say a bit of music, so a Bluetooth speaker, lots of variety of food. If it was my picnic, I'd be taking a selection of foods for the kids, so different flavours like Seabrook's crisps maybe, or some pickles like Mrs. Ellswood, things like that. So there's a wide variety of choice that we can actually have to eat and talk and things like that.
Other crisps and pickles are available.
Oh, sure.
I should just add, I know they're very dear to your heart and your campaign. But, I mean, we'll talk about food there. I mean, we've done crisps and pickles. But, I mean, is it sandwiches? Is it wraps? Is it open sandwiches? I mean, what? Because I noticed now, it says, I don't know how we get 285%, but Brits are now 285% more likely to pack a tub of hummus than they were 15 years ago. I mean, obviously it has changed. So what food offerings are there?
Well, the staple, I would say, is the sandwich, you know, and I would say one of the key tips, I would say, is to bring some wet wipes, you know, a bag for rubbish. But in terms of food, I would say have things that are easy to prepare and have a certain amount of choice, because you don't want too much wastage. And I'll say anything that needs to be chilled, take a cool box. But I would say generally it's better to have a selection of food so that no one's going to feel left out during during the actual picnic.
All right. What does every great British picnic, if there's one item every great British I can't even say it now. It sounds like a tongue twister. If there's one item every great British picnic needs, what is it?
Okay, some people would say the hamper. I think it's the blanket. Have a large blanket that's waterproof, because you don't want, you know, kind of ants crawling around, you know, and you don't want to have that kind of damp, you know, kind of patch, you know. So I would say even more important than chairs or a hamper, I would say is a large waterproof picnic blanket.
So would you like to put picnic blanket into my picnic basket?
I would say keep it separate, because you don't want to use up that valuable space for food. But I would say definitely every picnic you should have, you know, either a big bag or a hamper of the food. Definitely take that large picnic blanket. And definitely, I would say, given that we're predicted to have very hot weather this next week, I would also make sure you pack the suntan lotion as well.
Well, I've been looking for all kinds of suggestions that should go in the picnic basket. And I think we're going to put the picnic rug and also the suntan lotion in there as well with your pickles and your crisps. So that goes in there. Especially for you, Adam. Is that all right?
That's perfect.
Thanks ever so much for your time. Thank you.
You're very
appreciate
welcome.
It. And you can find out more online about National Picnic Week and Adam Cox there, the founder. You listen.